This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I am joined by none other than Sasha V from Soul Music Academy up in Otatahi, Christchurch. Morena, Sasha, how you doing?
I'm good. Kia ora and morena to Dunedin folks. Nice to be present with you all this morning.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. What's rocking in Christchurch?
Oh, so much. It's a busy time of year, but we've got a ton of things happening at Soul and a ton of talent. And can't wait to share the exciting news.
Yeah, it's super exciting, super exciting. Before we get into that chat, I kind of want to comment about the music scene in general in Otipoti. Our music scene's doing pretty well despite the kind of dearth or lack thereof of practice spaces and the threat of certain venues being shut down. How's Ototahi doing?
It's interesting that you say about that. I've actually just had was invited as a guest on a panel for this amazing book launch called This Must Be the Place by Shane Sharpero. I don't know whether you've heard of this guy. And he is this incredible man that talks about the importance of making sure that when you plan a city, that you're planning venues within that city, because music, without music, there is nothing really. Like, we can go on as a civilization without music, but it is so integral to a thriving city. So we've got some issues obviously with some apartment buildings and our big arena and everything really encroaching on all of our really important music venues. So it is definitely something on the forefront for us to be worrying about, and hopefully we get some cool city planners, and that will actually be, you know, for the future, thinking about how important and where these music venues can sit and lay, so that they, can go hand in hand with a vibrant city.
Mm-hmm. No, I really agree with that. Music is an absolutely important part of life. Without art, what is life? You know, it's just
That's exactly right.
A series of things, in essence. Soul is launching their annual songwriting competition, which has helped develop the careers of Nat Hutton from There's a Tuesday, Sam Hesselwood, Jazz Patterson, Miranda Easton, Neve Crooks, and Castaway. That's a very solid lineup right there. What is it about Soul's approach to artist development that works so well?
I think it's because I'm an artist myself, and I had an awesome career, then had 8 years in Europe doing some cool stuff, came back to New Zealand and was just like, man, what can I bring to New Zealand that is going to help? I wanted to do an academy of some kind, but once I did my research, I realized it's just basically the bridging the gap into the music industry, providing a space to make sure that what you're doing is quality. So, and then just that support around that. So that's really the main focus is the music business, and making sure that you have a clear vision, clear goal, you understand how business works. Obviously, first and foremost, it's the product. I hate to talk about these terms like product, but it really is, you know, what are you selling? Mm. Is it good? Do people want to see it? Do people want to engage with it? And then, you know, how do you deliver that? And that's really what our artist development program is about. It's for 16 years plus. And this year we've had 11 actually on the program. Normally I only take 10, but there was such a strong bunch. 7 moved from around New Zealand. The oldest is 42, so it really is a bunch of different genres, different ages, and we've just had an absolute stellar year. We shot 13 music videos last weekend, which was a bit of a feat. So what the students end with is a really, really good base of knowledge on music. They've got their EPKs, they've got all the tools, PR tools that they need to sell themselves. They've got a great video, great press shots, and they've got 20 songs that they've written with us, recorded and basically ready to either be, connected with a producer to continue the process, or some of them have actually learnt how to produce their own music within this year as well. So it's been amazing. And it's just, I think I did some testimonials last week with them, and the biggest thing that came out of it was the community factor, actually doing it together within a group, supporting each other, because music as a solo artist can be really, really lonely. and really hard to keep that motivation going. You're constantly comparing yourself to others. But yeah, by doing it with others within a group, and everyone's in it together, it's just been the most beneficial thing that the students have really got out of it. Aside from all the awesome networking that we've provided for the students. Every week we have a new guest in, different genres, different experience levels, and that's like really, really a huge factor when it comes to music, is being able to network. And and then also I think the collabing, every week we have a collab session where they come in, we give them a subject and they just write a song within 2 hours. So write and record a song within 2 hours. So it's just really trying to create that collaborative community feel and give them a taste of actually what it's like in the industry.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's the emphasis on the business side of things, I think, is really important, especially in the streaming age where, labels, I think, are a bit more hands-off, and you've kind of got to be a bit more of a self-starter, as they say.
I think the other thing that we touch on is the importance of building your brand and building your socials, because I've actually recently had some really good chats with industry folk, and we're moving away from playlists. Other than radio, AI is basically curating most of the playlists you're finding on Spotify, especially. So before it was like about having to pitch to, it still is, but you know, nowadays, if you can try and build your audience, build your brand on your socials, then you're going to get some crossover onto your stream, and that crossover onto your streaming is going to be so much more beneficial. Because they're going to be lifelong fans rather than just someone coming across your song on Spotify.
Yeah.
So that's a really, really important thing to know, that where the industry is headed.
For sure. The competition that Soul is running is open to people who are 15 and older, and it's also open to people who are from all over the country. Do you usually get a high amount of applications from outside of Ōtautahi for the songwriting competition?
Yeah. This is the first time we've actually opened it to the whole of New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
The first year was Christchurch, second year was South Island, and now it's at the whole of New Zealand. I did that because I was, blown away with the fact that people were willing to move to Seoul, to Christchurch, to go to Seoul. So I was like, okay, well, there's obviously interest and a need for it. So let's open it up and see, and I'd love to see all the songwriters that are out there in Aotearoa and see what's on offer and see how we can support with their music. The cool thing about this songwriting comp is we've got $1,000 for the winner, which is amazing. We will work with them to produce their song, mix and master, and then I'll work with them to release it if they want to do that. And so that's a really, really cool prize. And then Music Works is in on it for second and third, with I think it's $150, or it's a value of $300, but some music vouchers and some cool merch from Seoul. But I think
it looks like we have some Zoom. Zoom is being a bad. Oh, sorry. Zoom just totally collapsed there for a second.
Sorry. What did you miss?
You got up to Goodwill. I think we missed like the 10 seconds before that.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say that what's super nice is that you're getting your music in front of some really current industry movers and shakers, myself, Goodwill, and who released an album a couple of weeks ago. He's also Will McGillivray, the lead singer of Nomad. He's started off with us as a mentor, started doing some producing actually for Nat from There's a Tuesday with us, and has now grown into this fully fledged, amazing producer, really respected in New Zealand, and with an incredible album. I just went to his album release last weekend. And then the other judge is Mousy, who's got her album release this weekend, with an incredible body of work that is super amazing, and you should totally check it out. Both incredible songwriters, and they really know what they're talking about.
For sure. I've had both Will and Mousy on the show before. Both exceptional amazing talent. talents, and both really fun to talk to as well. Soul is also launching a new scholarship, which I think we've touched on. There's four key sessions with the scholarship, which involved songwriting, performance, individualization, and the music business. I guess aside from, you know, teaching people how to start with social media and get on playlisting, what else do you teach them about the music business game? But how to network?
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. I think another big one is the songwriting business. So how songwriting works. I think if I could do it over again,
I'd be a ghostwriter for someone.
Oh, 100%. I would probably, from the knowledge that I now know, I would go into the industry. This is if you are a strong, prolific songwriter, but mm-hmm. I would go into the industry as a songwriter mm-hmm. and have my artistry and performance as part of my business. But my main focus would be songwriting, because that's basically how you can really build your business. If you can be in on a lot of different songs, a lot of different things that are happening, then that's like money just like dripping into your, you know, into your own project, then, you know, be able to launch your own artist project. And not only that, you can be jumping in like different label houses, getting in front of different managers, different you know, just getting in the rooms of different rooms that you may not get in if you approached the industry like, hey, I'm an artist, let me in, you know. Or like, hey, I'm a songwriter, you know, can I come and write for your artist? Well, here's a song that I think would be great for your artist. I mean, managers, label houses want to know that all the time. So I think that's really crucial. And we talk about the business and how it works, and how to, you know, splits work, and just trying to give some good knowledge around that so it's not so scary. Mm-hmm. And just basically demystify the industry. And I think one of the other big things is that, you know, we provide like performance platforms. So in a few weeks' time, they've got to put together their 20-minute This Is Me set. So we're almost doing like a mini festival in Christchurch at the Wonder Bar in Lyttelton. Mm-hmm. So 11 artists, 20 minutes each, and they've got to basically, it's like a showdown. It's like their opening set, life or death opening set, if they were like asked to open for someone massive coming through. So just trying to help them put together bands, put together arrangements, put together their whole flow, their whole entertainment, their whole set, and make it, you know, really engaging. I think that's really, really important too.
Awesome. Well,
The Emerging Artist Development Scholarship, it's the first time we're ever running this. So it's money towards this program in particular. You can find it on our website under Artist Development Program, and it closes the 1st of December. Mm. And the songwriting competition also closes the 1st of December. So there's 3 more weeks to get yourself together and apply.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of applying, how do people apply?
So go to our website or our socials, and you'll find links to our Artist Development page, and that's where you can apply for the program for next year and the scholarship. And then we also have a songwriting comp page on our website as well, so you can jump on there. And we are after, it can be any genre, we're just after a really clear structure, clear message in your lyrics, a really catchy melody, and something that's just feels authentic and interesting. Mm-hmm. You've got kind of more of a commercial neo-soul-y artist from me judging, and then you've got Will, who's more commercial indie, and then Mousy's like super indie. So we've got like a really nice broad range of ears
of taste
to judge.
Very cool. Well, I really want to thank you for your time here this morning, Sasha. It was great having you.
Thank you. It was lovely to meet you, Zach. You're doing a great job, and I appreciate you reaching out. Cheers.
Of course, of course. Take care, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye. All right, folks, that was Sasha V from Soul Music Academy. We're talking about their new songwriting competition, their new scholarship opportunity, and it's fantastic stuff. To celebrate that fact, here's Mousy with Dog Park. After that, we have a corridor with a couple of lovely folks from the Aughty Porty Hip Hop Hustle. talk about a upcoming gig. Here we go, Mousy with Dog Park. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.